In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. So the question that we got from the community is this: what can little old me do when the system seems so big and overwhelming? Or more succinctly, what's the number one thing I can focus on to help bring about systemic change?
So that's a really broad question because, you know, you have listeners from different walks of life and different levels of organizational structure, or I don't know, maybe you have stay-at-home moms, you know, who are listening. I'm not quite sure, but I think the thing that you can do is you can start asking yourself, and I know I said that earlier, but really asking yourself, what can I touch? What is of interest to me? So, for example, I am not necessarily a member of a hiring committee, but I inserted myself to be so. So I inserted the voice of advocacy into that world, and I have made small strides, which now have a bigger cohesive outcome. So the small strides was starting to interject the inclusion language. And then it is starting to interject questions in hiring that are specific to cultural competency skills. And it's also creating a rubric that identifies what is, you know, keeping us aligned to definitions, so that as we're interviewing people, I don't come to the answers with my subjective lens, that we're really united in what does, you know, what's a cultural competency skill set? What does that mean for you and I? And what should that mean for you and I? So I think where I started small was starting to orally make suggestions. And then I took it a step further where I actually created it. Mm-hmm. So I created these questions. And then I created that rubric. And I began to share it with the leadership team. Now, I didn't have the authority to say, this is what you have to do. But these, what I did was subtly provide a framework for creating a more equitable outreach. Also, I have been able to, and this is just in one area of, you know, operation that I have, is really sourcing platforms that are reaching historically underrepresented people. Mm-hmm. So otherwise known as minorities. So finding those platforms where I can post jobs and starting to expand the reach for this organization. And then, you know, it's like these, it's a ripple effect.
Sure.
But it has to start with, okay, what can I do? Well, no, I wasn't in charge of hiring. I wasn't in charge of a hiring committee.
Right.
But I did have a voice at a table. And so I started to use that voice. And then I actually recognized that, you know what? I need to package it, because I can't just interject a voice and then expect somebody else to pick that ball up and craft it.
Mm.
They'll start utilizing it if it's crafted.
Right. Yeah.
So it's really just asking where are you standing right now?
Mm-hmm.
And what can you do is really what you're interested in really doing and seeing a change. It could, and it's just, I would say start.
Right. Start exactly where you are. And I think, you know, this person says, what can little of me do when the system seems so big and overwhelming? Well, the first thing is to know that you don't have to take on the whole system. What you are challenged to take on is really finding that place directly in your circle of existence already and seeing where you can make an impact. That's what we're asking people to do. That's what we're all being called to do at this time. We're not being called to end racism. How would I even start that? But what I can do is see where I can interrupt racism in my own life, where I can create more opportunities for inclusion and equity in my own life, whether that is at home, where I'm volunteering, at my job. And I loved how almost methodical you were in this, Rivka, and that you're like, okay, well, here's what I can do. And so I started to use my voice and I started to insert myself. And why were you able to insert yourself? Because a privilege, and I'm not even talking about white privilege at this point, but we all have privileges where you can be like, you have someone you know who will listen to your ideas, right? Or who will take something to somebody else for you. And so you find how you can shoehorn yourself in. And once you're in, you're in. Now you can start to articulate more to say, hey, you know what? We should do this. And guess who? I can do that. I can help with that, right? So you didn't leave this to chance. You kept doing the part that you could do. And I think that's something that we all can learn from the example of is finding those cracks and then wedging ourselves in there if we have to. In some cases, people are already like, hey, come and help, right? There's lots of times when people are looking for support and other advocates to come to the table and help to make that impact even larger. And so looking right by us, right by you. You don't have to look far because there's so many opportunities to create more inclusion, to interrupt racism, to interrupt sexism, any of the isms. They're happening every day, all day around us. So where do you want to step in?
Right, exactly. And yeah, just start.
This episode of the Inclusion First podcast is sponsored by the Social Justice Superhero Academy. In this 4-day online course, you, aspiring changemaker, will learn how to start interrupting racism that is happening around you and start creating more inclusion and more equity in our world. Now, as part of the Academy, you'll get access to 4 1-hour video sessions, an interactive community space to share experiences and ask questions, workbooks, exercises, and guides to support you on your journey. Enrollment closes in early August, so sign up today at www.tinyurl.com/social-justice-superhero. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.